if you recognize the tremendous value of self-understanding, then even if you try a certain kind of work or new job and you fail, it reduces your disappointment because you can look at that experience as a means of increasing self-understanding, as a way of knowing better what your capabilities or skills are or are not. You could look at it almost as if you were paying money to take one of those self-assessment examinations. And of course, self-understanding will reduce the likelihood of failure in the first place because you will not be undertaking things out of ignorance, taking on certain kinds of work that are beyond your capability. So the closer you are to reality, the less disappointment and frustration you will experience. It will disappear.
The Dalai Lama rightly points out the importance of self-awareness as a key factor in happiness at work. His concept of self-awareness, however, goes beyond merely knowing what one's particular skills or talents are. To him, self-understanding requires the elements of honesty and courage in addition to self-examination. It involves coming to an accurate assessment of who one is, to see reality clearly without exaggeration or distortion. The benefits of accurate self-appraisal are clear. In a 2002 study led by Barry Goldman, Ph.D., J.D., Professor of Management and Policy at the University of Arizona, people with a strong sense of their own identity not only had greater work satisfaction, but also higher levels of personal well-being and overall life satisfaction. The study by Goldman and his colleagues defined personal identity as a psychological state reflecting self-knowledge and a firm, consistent sense of personal values and of one's ability to sustain one's conclusions in the face of opposition from others. Thus, greater self-knowledge was associated with confidence in one's own judgment, which suggests that one may be less affected by others' unwarranted criticism and may rely less on others' praise to supply a sense of self-worth. Further, researchers have found that in addition to having greater work and life satisfaction, those with a strong sense of identity may even enjoy other benefits, such as having fewer marital disputes. While the beneficial effects of self-understanding may be clear, the destructive effects of a distorted self-concept are equally clear. The negative outcome of a distorted self-concept can be amply demonstrated simply by examining our lives and the lives of those around us. In my own case, for instance, these destructive effects have been made readily apparent, not only in my past professional life as a psychotherapist, but also in my personal life, among my friends and acquaintances. Low self-esteem and underestimating one's abilities can be paralyzing, stifling personal initiative, and inhibiting the individual from exploring new opportunities. Ultimately, it can obstruct the realization of one's full potential, preventing the achievement of one's goals. Inflated self-image can be equally devastating, as the individual is constantly at odds with a world that refuses to see them as they see themselves, at the center of the universe, an unappreciated genius in a world of morons. In many ways, however, low self-esteem is easier to overcome than inflated self-image. Those with low self-esteem suffer from a tendency to blame themselves for everything, so at least they often recognize that they have a problem that needs to be addressed. They are much more likely to seek professional help to overcome their low self-esteem or associated disorders like depression, which are sometimes also present. Those on the opposite end of the spectrum, however, those with an exaggerated sense of their accomplishments and talents, tend to blame the world for their problems. After all, they are perfect, so it must be others who are at fault. They often fail to recognize how their arrogance and sense of entitlement drives others away and may wonder why they have few close friends. While their actual achievements may be modest, when they fail to get the immediate recognition they feel they so justly deserve, they are quick to drop a project and fail to pursue their goals.